comments. And yes, indeed, it is in relation to the specific challenges of SIDS, which relates to repetitive natural disasters, and a case in point being, we just visited Comoros last year, and this happened 1 week before the huge disaster that struck Mayotte, and President Macron had to go and pledge France's support. So yes, this is indeed the case that we think SIDS have particular challenges which are different from the rest of developing countries, which relates to not only having to finance development, but also to address the challenges of climate change. Now, since I have the floor, I might also maybe answer your other question, which relates to transparency and performance measures. The consultations we've had with countries regarding that transparency in 2024 have led us to believe in all the exchanges that they would like us to work on that transparency in relation to how increased that transparency would transfer into decreasing the costs of borrowing, and in particular, how is it that credit rating agencies will look at this and what it is that they would in particular like to focus on. So we've then recalibrated the project, and this was then confirmed with a huge interest in this topic in the IGE in November, that it is way more useful for countries to understand the interrelationship between that transparencies and in particular what type of data and the quality of data that they should be producing and what it is that credit rating agencies will be looking at in particular for them to decrease the spread. And so this is how this change has come about, and this is reflected now in the 2026 target. Now, why has it not been changed in 2025? Maybe Jana will be able to answer this better. My understanding is we're not allowed to change something we have already put in for 2025 in 24. So that has to stay like this. And then at the end of the year, in the actual reported result, 2025 will be able to change. That is my understanding. And I hope it answers your questions. Thank you for the floor.